Trump, China totally violated its agreement with America. By Nick Gilbertson on May 30, 2025. President Donald Trump ripped China on Friday, announcing it totally violated its tariff-to escalation agreement with the United States. Trump's message comes weeks after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and the U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer reached a 90-day reduction on tariffs with China during a meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, as broader talks unfold. 2 weeks ago, China was in grave economic danger. The very high tariffs I set made it virtually impossible for China to trade into the United States marketplace, which is, by far, number one in the world, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. We went, in effect, cold turkey with China, and it was devastating for them. Many factories closed and there was, to put it mildly, civil unrest. I saw what was happening and didn't like it, for them, not for us, he added. Trump said he made a quick agreement to save China from what he forecasted to be a very bad situation. Because of this deal, everything quickly stabilized and China got back to business as usual. Everybody was happy. That is the good news, he wrote. The bad news is that China, perhaps not surprisingly to some, has totally violated its agreement with us. So much for being Mr. Nice Guy. The president continued, implying a change in approach. The United States and China agreed to drop their respective 125% tariffs on each other to 10% for the 90-day period in their negotiations earlier this month. However, the 20% tariff on China for its role in supplying precursor chemicals to illegal manufacturers of fentanyl is still in effect. Greer told CNBC Friday that China was slow rolling their compliance in the deal,